Speak to you tonight about visions, about Mara, about Hazen, Hazon, and how to move into dimensions and how where it starts, how to do it, and the working of angels. And I do not need any skeptics, so the suspects and the skeptics, just do yourself a favor now, block your ears or anything like that. But angels are very real. You know, people don't believe in angels until they're in trouble. Then all of a sudden, dear God, please send us your angels. But before that, let the preacher touch on angels. He's worshiping angels. But wait till they're in trouble. They'll quickly cry out for God's angels to help them. Amen. Then it might be too late. So listen, say with me Mara, say Haze, say Hazon. Those are three words you're going to learn tonight, and that I'm going to just want to help you out of the Hebrew, and we will see how where it goes. You know, I was yesterday just at the Poikikos competition. We had over 130 people there, and it was very good. All the home cells were there. And I was just looking at people and looking at people with potential and seeing who God is going to raise up. One of them, probably about 10 or 15 people who God is going to raise up for ministry and for big ministry. And if people can only understand it, it's like, I don't say it to people. I'm not going to come to Eckhart and say, Eckhart, listen, in 10 years, you will be this great minister or you'll be this businessman, maybe with business, but with ministry, I don't. Because if I do it, then the tests is not necessary for him to go through. I don't know how to explain it. It's very easy. I can go one by one person. Some of you have heard of prophesy. Some of you haven't. It's okay. So what did I wanted to get at is I was looking at this ministry, this potential that people have. And if only they can see where God is going to take them. That in 4 months, we heard, and last week we had Prophet Angel here, and he said to me after the service, he said, Leon, he says, I've never seen a, he said, I actually want to go as far to say even a black church that's as hungry as your church. You know, and when I say a black church, white church, and then he says, white church, I've not even seen anything like it. I've not even seen anything like it, like the people, he says, your people are incredibly mature. I said, I know. And then... And then we were just talking a lot of things, and you know, he was expecting just to come around and just declare, and because he had a meeting that night. You see, we're going to speak about Mara, and I'm going to speak about these dimensions. The question is cancer being healed in your services? Is the blind eyes being opened in your services? Is devils being cast out in your services? I can't give a 2 cents about theology. Listen, God's sign of approval is signs, wonders, and miracles. And for those who need the scripture, Acts chapter number 2, it says, or Acts chapter number 1, God has approved Jesus Christ by signs, wonders, and miracles. God's stamp of approval is when a location or a ministry has signs, wonders, and miracles. Forget false lying signs. Forget it, okay? Forget that. Because that's not how it is. Forget that. Signs, wonders, and miracles is a stamp that God is there. That God lives there. Are you guys with me? So when I say that God has given us centurion, I say it by measure of authority given to me by the angel of the Lord. In a Mara, which I'm going to explain to you tonight. I do not care who says what or what says what. I don't care. It is going to happen. It is by grace. And it's not going to happen by me alone. It's going to happen by those that are even in this place sitting. And you decide. Listen, may we raise up champions. May we raise up warriors. Champions that are saying, I want to give my all for the kingdom of God. Let's get back to the things of the Spirit. The things of the kingdom of God. And listen, when we move into the new building as we're doing right now, it is killing me, and I don't want to speak those words, but it's like making me so tired. The incredible pressure that we have to move into that building, because it's R1 million, okay? Where do I get R1 million? Somebody say, yeah, sell your car. It's not my car, I'm paying it off. If it was my car, I would have sold it, and I would have paid for the building. But we need 400,000 still. And we met, I think, 620,000 within 1 week or 2 weeks. So now it's up to you to give just 400. That is like, how many people are here? 140 something. Let's say 140 tonight, 140, 150. So, just imagine this. If you give 2,000 each, imagine. Please don't say Leon is now calling out money. I'm not. You're lying. Okay, I'm just saying, what if each one just gives 2,000, because then I will get the other 2,000. Let's say each other 200,000. Let's say each one gives 2,000 sitting here. What is 2,000? Let's say each person can get 2,000. I'll put your name on a chair. You can't sit there all the time. We'll just have your name on there. Okay. Imagine if each person, just 2,000, just like, bam, and say EFT vision. You will walk into this massive building, which you have seen the photos, and that photos does not do justice, the video. We're going to do it like good, okay? And then you walk in and you know that you have made this happen, that God has caused you and allowed you to make this happen. What is 2,000? It's nothing. Aye, the poverty. You see how the poverty demon now comes up. How dare you even ask it? How dare you even sit in this place and call yourself a Christian? Do you know in the New Testament how they did tithes and offerings? They made they located you until you paid your tithes and offerings. And if you didn't, you were in trouble. You didn't know that, eh? Why do you think Peter went to Ananias and Sapphira's house? In the New Testament, it was so severe. Listen, with the Muslim community, if you do not pay that what they have their tithe, you are removed as being a Muslim. But Christians, we don't care. Grace, tithe is not, no, we are no longer under the law. Don't even know what you're talking about. No, under the law, no longer under the law. God says, listen, bring your tithes and offerings to me, because so that there may be food in my storehouse. Oh, what I'm saying is, the pressure is coming. I'm tired. So tonight I'm tired, unless my other side comes out, and then we'll see. I don't see our haters back, which is a good thing, hey? When I said God will kill you, God will kill you. Gone. Okay. They're still busy up with something and they want to kill me. That's okay. I'm just telling you, so I really don't want to preach, so just stay with me. I'm trying to just pull myself out, and I have a really good word to give you. Like, really good. This you will not really get. Yeah, okay. You see, our evening, we have such good attendance. Do you know that some people are battling some? Do you know the grace of God is here? My God, I don't know why. We're sitting with almost 160 people tonight, and this is head count, okay? This is not evangelistic ear count and eye count. This is head count, okay? So we would be at pastors, they'd be like, there's a little bit less than that. Pastor would walk out, my God, Leon, we had 400 people in the church. I'm like, are you serious? Hey? You remember that one church? Where was it? In that other city or somewhere? I'm like, are you serious? You know? I know crowds. So, but after 4 months, what God is doing, the building we're moving into, imagine if we can just give 2,000 each. I'm just using an example. Let's say 150. What is 150 times 2,000? That is 300,000. Okay. Excluding the children. Okay, let's say 300,000. So, and I'll give the extra 100,000. I'll borrow it. I'll get it somewhere. But imagine if each one can give 2,000. It's done. You'll walk into a building. It'll be massive. Obviously, we're looking at doing the aesthetics very good. And we're doing the aesthetics very good. And you walk in there, it'll be, listen, TBN will have nothing on ECC. I promise you. But it costs money. It really costs money. It just costs money. So So yeah, so we need 400,000. I think it is 400. Yeah, we need about 400 to 500,000. Those are small monies that can then get laid on. That's for just for phase one. Phase two then goes to where we then begin to do offices and etc. And we go to then extreme video stuff so that we can do proper stuff on video. But listen, say with me, Mara. Now, Mara Ravoskete, listen, let me just see. And I want our hearts to get ready. Say with me, sensitivity. You know, we were worshiping. I was looking in this direction here while we were worshiping. And I felt something tangibly going out of it. And I saw again, this section was on their knees. There's something called the tangibility of God. It's the Mara, it's real. It's tangible. You can feel it. Like John says, we have seen it. We have heard it. We have handled it. We have tasted it. The word of life, Christ. You and I have the ability to handle, to see, to hear, to taste the presence of God. His realness. Are you guys with me? So for me, it's just a privilege. And then we'll have a conference with Prophet Angel also in the new building. And when we advertise there, you'll see thousands coming, okay? So, I mean, this, we did no advertising. We had almost 400 people here on last week, Sunday. So listen, I want to see how to start with this. And then we go with ministry. Because I believe, and I sense, and I'm going to show you how angels work, how it works. Because many think a certain way, but it's a different way. And if a bird is on the floor, and you chase a bird, and then the bird begins to take off and begins to fly, and you can no longer catch it. Are you guys with me? The bird has switched from one state of existence, from one state of being, if I can say it like that, into another state of being. From walking onto the floor to flying. That is how it works in the spirit. You can be natural and you can switch into the spiritual. There's a spiritual world that is alive and active around us right now. There's a spiritual man on the inside of you. There is, listen here, normal Christians are excited and it is unusual for them to have a spiritual experience. Mature Christians, it is an unusual experience for them to have a natural experience. Are you guys with me? There's things in the spirit. There are things. The Bible says, let me just read the scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. And this is my new Bible. And it says, but now we have the eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man. The things, certainly the things, tangible things. It's called the substance of this realm of the spirit, which God has prepared for them that love Him. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the, say with me, the things, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. Say with me, freely. There are secrets in this word that some can read this word and some not. The Bible says this word is rightly divided. Rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter number 5. Rightly dividing the word of truth, which means that this word is like mathematics. That's why some of you can understand it, some cannot. Are you guys with me? There are secrets in this word that will allow you to enter into the realm of the spirit. There are things in here that you might read that somebody else cannot see because God has allowed you to see it. Then there are things that other people can read and they cannot see it because God has not allowed them to see it. Like I spoke to, and I think it's Mark chapter number 4. It says where Jesus said, listen, I speak in parables. You have ears, you do not hear. You have eyes, you do not see. But I speak in parables to hide things from you so that you may not be converted and your sins may not be forgiven you. Whoa. This is Jesus saying this. He says, I speak in parables to hide secrets from you so that you cannot be saved. It's there. I'm not going to pull up the scripture now, but it's there. And it says that you may not be converted. Are you guys with me? So there's a certain type of people that God deliberately hides things away from because He just don't like them. It is just very simple. He loves them because He's love personified. He is love, okay? But He doesn't like them. But then there's the people that God loves. Favor ain't fair. Then there's the people that God likes. God loved Jacob and he hated Esau. Nothing we can do about it. But Jacob's father loved Esau and hated Jacob. When people hate you, God loves you. Okay. When rejection comes to you, you must know that God loves you. So I preached on that this morning. So God speaks in parables, in secrets, to hide things from people. There are things in this word that if you understand it and it is opened up, say with me, opened up. Where's that Psalm chapter number 119? Can you just help me? That where it says the word, the light of the word that, let me just get it. I want the entrance of his word gives light. Psalm 119. Google the entrance of his word. Listen, I don't even have to get the word. It says Psalm 119. It says, say with me, the entrance of his word gives light. 119 verse 30. 130. Oh, Jesus. 119 verse 30. 130. Okay. It's fine. I got it here. Listen. The entrance of thy words giveth light, and it gives understanding to the simple. The entrance, which means that the opening up of the word. Some can read this word and it does not open to them. Number one, they don't have the Holy Ghost. Number two, they are not childlike. Are you guys with me? The key to revelation is childlikeness. They are not childlike, so they cannot receive the word. The word must open. That gives authority. When the word is opened, it reveals secrets to you. When the word is opened, that's when you can have the impossible. That's when you can read a scripture and you're like, my gosh, I've never read the scripture like this. For example, that the Philistines were jealous of David's. Was it David? Where they were jealous of his prosperity. Isaac, they were jealous of his prosperity. The enemy was jealous of his prosperity. They were envious of the things that they have. I might have never read that for 10 years, but when I might have read it and it has never spoken to me, but when I read it this year, I'm like, but wait, the enemy, God wants to bless me to such a degree where the enemy wants to become envious of me. May the devil become envious of you. Listen, you know, when Prophet Angel and his team came in, off this whole team off, we said, Leon, when we walked into your church, something hit our hearts, the presence of God. And grace is not fair. It ain't favor, ain't fair. You have a man that stood on the pulpit here. He prophesied Margaret Thatcher's death, the date, the day where she will be buried. Prophesied Nelson Mandela's death. I mean, if there's predictions, I believe him. Our problems as Christians is we always focus on the wrong things. We focus on demons. That's why we experience demons. We are being choked at night. It's a demon. And listen, I'm not saying it's not. Many times it's not, many times it is. Okay? There's a thing called sleep paralysis. It's not every human being experiences it in their lives. It's when your spirit wakes up before your body. But then you get a time when there's demons, obviously. That happened to me when I did that. But then you will see the demon. You will see the spirit sitting in front of you. That's what I had when I got saved. Pointing his finger at me and then rushed to me to try to choke me. And then so that was when I got saved. So say with me, the entrance of thy word. The opening up of thy word. I need the word to be opened up to you tonight. I can't have you to be stupid, dull, unintelligent, not receiving. I need you to be receiving tonight. And please, if I offend you, a ministry that does not offend you is not of God. A ministry that offends you, better know like, that ministry is Christ-like. Because Christ went everywhere and offended. When I talk like this, I love you very, I really do love you very much. And I was thinking at the Boy Heroes competition how, you know, how I love these people and how God has added people with such great destinies. So tonight is a few things that I'm going to do tonight. I'm just waiting for the ministry of angels to come in. You will feel a person standing next to you. You will feel a person walking past by you. Angels come for many reasons. They come to give messages. They come to give gifts. They come to impart. They come to minister to you. They come just to have fellowship with you also. That's scriptural. That's Bible. Sometimes they're like strangers. They just want to be entertained. Are you guys with me? Say Mara. I know you don't understand yet. Well, listen. what are we going to explain to you tonight is how the spiritual world can be naturalized and become natural. Daniel chapter number 7 says, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions. Say with me, visions. That word visions there is heze in the Greek. Say heze. Daniel chapter number 8. In the first verse, it says, in the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared unto me, even unto me, Daniel. Say with me, a vision. Same word, heze. Okay? The word heze, I'll get there now. Chapter number 9, verse number 21. Daniel chapter 9, verse number 21, it says, ye, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision, who I had seen in a vision, it's now Hazon. Say Hazon. Okay. Chapter number 10, verse number 1. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar, and the thing was true. But the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing, and had understood standing of the vision. Say the visions. That word, there's Mara. Three different levels. I'm not going to get into the second one. There's levels of visions. This is what Christians do not understand. Heze is simply an appear. No. It is simply a vision. It is an apparition, which means that I can stand here and I can see an angel standing here. But he can't see it. He can't see it. Nobody can see it or feel anything. That's heze. Okay. Every Christian has that ability. It's when you see things in your spirit, but others don't see it and they don't feel it. I said to you tonight, will be stakes, okay? It's not going to. I'm speaking about the working of angels in the realm of the spirit. Then as you grow, you'll check as Daniel grew, Daniel 7, Daniel 8, Daniel 9, Daniel 10. All of a sudden, the word vision, still in your Bible says vision, but now it changes to Mara, which means a physical appearance. Every time in the Bible when Mara appeared, when a man of God, a minister, a prophet experienced a Mara, everybody around him will be affected by it, will be felt to fall to the floor, or they will see a light, or they will hear a noise, or they'll experience something is tangible. It's like something is here because it's a Mara. You grow from a Heze to a Mara. Everybody has the ability to go, listen, Heze, Hazon, Heze, basically the same levels. They work with what we call expectancy. It's when I walk into a house or a church or a building and I expect a knowing. Go like this, touch this. That's your knower, okay? It's like you just know that you know that you know. It's in here. I sometimes get stupid questions from people. And then I say to my team, or I say to some people, I say, listen, just come close to me, because we have a saying, to be with is to know. When you get close to me, you're knower. You'll just begin to know every question that you've asked. You know it. So in your knower, when you walk into a house or you walk into a church, you just know where you're walking. There's angels that is walking around you. You just know it. That expectation, as you begin to practice that, and you know that. But the problem is, all we think is demons. Bind this devil, and it's not like we do it tomorrow night. I'm at prayer here, and we'll do prayer. I haven't been at prayer for a while because we've been busy, but tomorrow night I'll be, and I'm going to take it for the next few weeks. Prayer watch, that's where we pray, and then we go into spiritual warfare. But the thing is, if our mind, we attract what we think, and we are what we think. If I continually think of the demonic, I will attract it. If I continually think of the angelic, I will attract it. If I continually think of the presence of God, I will attract it. The problem is that we have taken angels out of the equation and we do not understand the working of angels. Do you know that when you receive a miracle, it's through an angel 90% of the time? When you receive financial breakthroughs, through an angel 90% of the time? When you receive prophecy, it's through an angel 90% of the time. But we have taken angels out of the equation and we say, Holy Spirit. You don't even know what the Holy Spirit looks like Acts chapter number 2 verse 20. Do you think they knew who the Holy Spirit looked like? For they could get a man could walk in with a hat on his head and a beard on his chin. That was the Holy Spirit. That was, they had no expectation. They didn't know what the Holy Spirit was looking like. Jesus kept saying to me, listen, I'm in my Father. My Father's in me. If you know me, you know my Father. And I will send my Spirit. And they're like, what are you talking about? They couldn't conceptualize the idea. What were they waiting for when the Holy Ghost walks in? We, you, this day, you don't know what the Holy Spirit looks like. Are you guys with me? But you know what angels looks like. You have an idea because of Bible, of the Bible. They come as human beings, or they come as a light, or they come as fire, or they come as this, or like that. Or, but you have an idea. But yet we will still sit and like, Holy Ghost, I expect it. And you know the Holy Ghost comes. Imagine if you expect angels. It's not going down too well. You will feel angels tonight in this place. And then I'm going to pray for certain people, and I believe they're going to get touched. Those who have really ministries in this place. When I say ministries, if I don't call you out, it doesn't mean you don't have a ministry. It is just things that I've just seen over many people. And Paul the Apostle said, may angels be in your... when you worship with angels, when you are fellowshipping with angels, listen. Even Paul knew in the New Testament that angels was present. And we can prophesy. Maybe we'll prophesy just now. But as God wants. You know, everybody wants a prophecy. And we say... this name or that name, and then, you know, but it doesn't change their lives. And then where you don't understand location, same thing, location. You don't need a prophecy if you're in a prophetic location. You don't need it. Okay. I said to one guy and our team, I said, what if I tell you now that if I put my hand on your phone, that your mother will phone you? And I put my hand on his phone and his mother phoned him. You know, but those things doesn't change a person. It's really an encounter with God. It's a physical. It's a supernatural encounter with God. As a bird is walking on the floor, and takes flight, he goes into another dimension, a higher dimension. In the same way, you and I can be changed into another world, a spiritual world. Are you guys with me? And that is how we make an effect. Say with me, Mara. Listen, the same thing with Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number 1, he had a vision. It was the word Hezen. Then Isaiah chapter number 6, he had a vision. It was Raha, which is the same as Mara. It's just the root of Mara. He matured. He was growing older, but he's growing older in the realm of visions. And when you have that type of vision, a Mara, it is the spiritual coming into physical. It is when you sit here and you have a vision, everybody around you will experience it and fall to the ground. Paul had a Mara on the way on the road to Damascus. And when he had that vision, everybody, some heard a sound, some heard a light, some saw a light, but they fell to the ground. Are you guys with me? When Daniel had a vision, the people were falling to the ground. Listen, when the angels spoke to Mary, or they opened up the grave, some of the Roman soldiers fell down as death. When Jesus said, I am he. He entered into a Mara level. When he said, I am he in the Garden of Gethsemane, so much power was released that over 600 special forces soldiers of the day were struck down under the power. And then a young boy raised from the dead ran naked through the garden from a graveyard. When you enter into Mara, those are the level of things that is happening. When you enter into Mara, it's when the spiritual becomes physical. Are you guys with me? And listen to me, when we move into a new building, God is going to reveal a visitation in that building, whether it's the launch day or after that, where you will see the spiritual become physical. But it requires an expectation and people that can say, I'm walking into a place, I'm expecting angels, I'm expecting something in this, I'm expecting a miracle, I'm expecting deliverance, I'm expecting something unusual. Listen. Paul did extraordinary miracles, which means that the others were doing miracles. So at ECC will do extraordinary miracles while the others do miracles. Let the spiritual come into the natural. When God shows you your destiny, bring it into the physical. Are you guys with me? That is when a Mara takes place. A Mara is so much power that when you speak to a sickness, it dies. Mara has so much power when Daniel fasted that even the lions around him begin to fast and not eat him. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. When Daniel didn't go to the feast, he didn't go to the feast because he was fasting. He was walking in a Mara level. If he would have entered that feast, they would have stopped feasting because they would have... Listen, when you walk into a Mara, people become like you. People are changed just by being in your presence. St. Patrick, I don't know if you've heard of St. Patrick on Ireland, okay? St. Patrick, this is now when you move from Hazza to Mara. Say with him, Mara. Say it again, say Mara. This woman came to St. Patrick and said, you know, my child was bitten by a snake, and she cried, and St. Patrick said, where's the snake? And she said, no, in the bush there. So he walked to the bush. This is documented. He walked to the bush. He picks up the snake by the tail. He holds it like this. He says, you snake, I banish you from this island, from this day. You will see no snakes on the island of Ireland, on Ireland. Look at your faces. When men of God, anointed by God, you see, you don't believe. You don't believe. Huh? How you want a miracle when you don't believe? Saint Patrick raised a man from the dead, 6 months dead. This is documented. 6 months. That's when you move from Hazza to Mara, where nothing is impossible. I decree and declare that Mara level will come to you. Listen, we had so many testimonies. We have cancer healed. The other lady that was here there, she had a tumor. Cancerous tumor, breast cancer. The medical records shows it. They go into the hospital, cut her open. The tumor is gone. After they cut it open, we got the other medical record. Irene, yeah, stage 4 cancer. They gave her a few months, death. I look at Irene, I just see death. And all I remember is just, I said, look at me in the eyes and we rebuke death. Stage 4 cancer. Listen, it's time for us to enter into a Mara level. That's how you change people's lives. It's when you Mara, when you bring something from the spiritual to the physical. A Hazza is you sensing that you know there's angels around you, but others can't see or don't know it. You know it, but now entering into Mara. A Mara is like when you walk and you walk into an angel and you can actually say sorry and you walk past on. It's when you're in your prayer room and you are praying and you feel a wind blowing past your head and your hair goes like this as the wind blows. But you look and there's not one open window, not one open door. Or you feel something standing next to you. And it's like something is bumping you. You walk. I was standing here when we had angels visiting us. And I was standing and worshiping. And something walked into me and I looked and there was nothing. People were sending us testimonies in this church. They said they felt something walk past them in the aisles. It's when it becomes Mara, when it becomes tangible, when you can handle it, see it, taste it, feel it. You can go to some, nobody can ever come against you with that stuff because you have testified of it. Come on, are you guys with me? Listen, I decree and I declare that tonight there'll be a level of Mara upon your life. Mara speaks and cancer dies. Mara speaks and bring finances from the spiritual into the physical. Listen. Mara changes your life. That's when sickness has to respond. Because now your spiritual is becoming physical. That's when your Jacob becomes an Israel. That's when your Simon becomes a Peter. Come on, you guys with me. Raise your hands as you're standing. Raise your hands to the Lord. Zavroshke ta andrech kene vandre kene dalabaya. Leroske te kele de lebede mario dro. Drodondias. Zavroske te kele vandra bandre venema. Just dim the lights for me a little bit, please. La rosa da revendele de. Nadroshke te ke vendre. Zera roshka darvarke dre dalavandre.